Pig Radio, KPIG Freedom 107 Oink 5 FM, KPYG Cayucas 94 Oink 9 FM, and kpig.com. Right here, it's about a minute past 8 o'clock and time for his morning commentary. So here now is Travis T. Hip.
You know, the remarkable ignorance of the American public on the subject of gold is actually part of the program instituted by the Roosevelt administration when they called in all of the gold coinage in the 1930s and then forbid anybody to even discuss it. It became America's secret, our hidden gold. It's in Fort Knox, in case you're wondering, or at least lots of it is. Nobody really knows because there are rumors that have circulated for decades of one sort or another. But the bottom line is that we have all of this gold, which is supposedly part of the backing for our currency and our economy. And it's all in Fort Knox, which is a lovely place with unbelievable security. Security that costs us, I'm sure, millions of dollars every year just to keep it guarded. And I started thinking the other day, what are we doing? Are you nuts? We are guarding the gold in Fort Knox with the original repository, which is stone and cement of remarkable proportions. It's blow-up proof. That guards a vault deep underground, which is steel and cement and just, you know, and calc. I mean, we're talking big vault. We're not talking a little safe here. We're talking an acre or so, probably, of gold bars stacked up in various vaults and rooms, all with little seals on them so that you know how many bars there are and how much it weighs and what date it was put in there and all the data and stuff like that. We keep good track of the gold. Why? You got to understand something here. The reason gold is valuable is because, unlike anything else on Earth, it does not react with oxygen, which means that you cannot counterfeit gold. You cannot make imitation gold. You can't even water it down by cutting it down to 10 and 14 carat for jewelry, because there are any number of tests that will immediately oxidize everything that ain't gold and leave you with the pure thing, real oro puro, $9.99 and better. Now, that as a given means that it is always going to have this intrinsic value around the world as a currency of trade. It is a commodity upon which all other commodities will be measured. At the moment, the situation is $1,475 per ounce of gold. For many, many years, it was controlled at $32 an ounce, and over the last 20, 30 years, it has generally floated around $450, but now it's way up there and continues as the crisis in the American and world economy continues to progress, and more nations around the world are beginning to hang on to gold instead of stacks of U.S. dollars. So there's this basic value, and we've got this incredibly valuable pile of gold in Fort Knox, Kentucky, guarded, as I said, by this building, the repository, which guards the vault, which guards all of the little sub-rooms, etc. And around the repository, we have an area of detectors in the ground in case anybody walks by. We have a double fence with a space in between. We have a major gate and fence system around the entire port. And we have electronic beam surveillance of one or another sort covering every square inch of the area in case somebody comes to try and steal our gold. What? How in the world are you going to steal America's gold? Are you planning to drop in a military unit capable of seizing control of Fort Knox in the middle of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, the tank and armored division headquarters for the U.S. Army. And even if you seized control and killed all the guards and opened all the vaults, which you wouldn't be able to do, but even if you could, and you got there to where you're standing there surrounded by piles of gold bars, what are you going to do with them? Do you have a convoy of heavy trucks that can drive across from wherever you headquartered your operation through Tennessee and Kentucky to load up at the loading bays underground and drive to where? Over what highway, under the total surveillance and attack of helicopters, jet aircraft, highway patrol, and every local sheriff in between you and whatever you think of as your safe home. You can't steal the gold from Fort Knox. Might be nice to keep a few guards around and a magnetic entry so that you couldn't actually walk out with a bar of gold, although the damn things are so heavy that anybody trying to do so would be practically crippled. The point is, then, that there is no point in all of the amazing security measures that we have installed ever since the 1930s in Fort Knox, Kentucky. Our gold is perfectly safe just sitting there. We could turn the entire Fort Knox area on the grounds, take down the fences, turn it into a picnic park. There is no way that it could be stolen or in any way threatened, although there was a wonderful theory about the atomic development of the World War II and the atomic bombs using gold bars to shield the experiments, and therefore this gold could never be released on the world market because it's radioactive. But that's just another story on the side. The point of this is that we are spending millions of dollars while Congress piddles around on whether or not we can cut Social Security or something else. We are spending millions of dollars guarding something that does not need to be guarded. Now, there is the possibility that we could sell that gold at $14.50 or so an ounce and retire a certain amount of our national debt. But then again, who would buy it? And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Zephyr, on the pig on the radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services. We'll be right back.
of all trades, I mastered them all but one. Like it says on my calling card, thy will be done. I was a sailor once, you better believe it so. I sailed 6 to 7 seas looking for El Dorado. Now it can't be told, I'm still searching for the city of solid gold. Jack of all trades, been looking both high and low. I search closer to home these days, you never know. I was a sailor once until I ran out of sea. Now I'm down on my knees looking for I believe in you. To set sail in eternity, let love be true. All that I'm saying, you can check your dream at the door, but don't run off and forget it chasing one more. Seven cities of gold. Are you beyond all that? I ask it might be told. You only look like me, so how can I be sure? I can't trust my memory. A devil or two to pay. I'm a jack of all trades, out of my way. I was a sailor once, you better believe it so. Sailed 6 of the 7 seas looking for city of solid gold.